Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to The National Obsession, a National League football podcast with me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan. Here he is. John, have you been signed up for Guys and Dolls yet after your massive musical hits?
Oh, no, not yet. But not yet. People are enjoying it. And I did see a lot of people wanted us to do a full musical. You imagine we did the whole thing.
What, even all the boring slow songs?
Quite self-indulgent, wasn't it?
Really self-indulgent. But when's that ever stopped us before?
It's quite something and quite niche, but we'll do it.
Actually, John, the discussions
we've had
about the Christmas Nat Obstivity this year are huge.
Could be the greatest one ever.
And I just need to remind you that we do need to action that.
Okay.
Saying that now
we've
to
got,
you.
It's several weeks.
So we remember, because it's the sort of thing we go, oh, we meant to
do that
on December 24th.
It's going to take a bit of prepping. It needs a bit of guest booking and it needs a bit of writing.
It does.
All of which is in my remit. And I will, yes, we'll get on to that.
We've been discussing actors, haven't we, John? Because we've been discussing how good fun the name Sir Kenneth Jenner is.
I think we came up with it by accident last week. I can't remember. We both sort of went, Sir Kenneth Jenner.
Plymouth's third best Shakespearean actor. Is this a bloody dagger I see before me, is it? His handle towards my hand. Well, that's how you do it. Keep it safe.
And fair, Verona.
In fair Verona, where in fair Trago, where they are seen. Two households, both alike in dignity. In fair Trago, where they are seen.
Tame the bloody
grudge.
Shrew, is it?
Tame that bloody...
You, tame the bloody shrew.
Here, John, you tried to tame a shrew, didn't you? It was you tried to tame that shrew once upon a time. I remember it now.
I saw you taming that bloody shrew.
You had it on a string.
I saw you walking around Liscard.
Two gentlemen of Verona's, yes. Two gentlemen they were, walking around Verona. They'd had a wash. Gentlemen, they had their poshest clothes on.
A Midsummer Bloody Night's Dream.
Ah, yes, a Midsummer Night's Dream. What's that?
It's a bloke with a bloody donkey on his head.
Up Hator, is he? On bloody Hator. Top of Hator. Watching the bloody sun go down.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Sir Kenneth Bloody Jenner,
Kenneth Jenner in Hamlet. To be or not to be? What sort of bloody question's that?
I've never been to bloody Denmark.
Don't mean anything. I'm not the bloody prince. Prince of Denmark? What is it?
Not like the Prince of Playmore robbing bloody stubs. We've got a bit confused now. They're all the same.
It's a very different character, John. All I don't know same. Why you're mixing him up there.
So I went into Roger and Brian. I'm sorry about
you
that.
You went into,
yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
There we are.
Or Kenneth Bloody Jenner.
If music be the food of love, was I supposed to bloody eat?
You can't bloody eat music.
Can't bloody eat music. It's not Roger and Brian.
No, it is.
It's Sir Kenneth Jenner.
Sir Kenneth Jenner. Quite different.
Do a whole play of Sir Kenneth Jenner. Here.
I suppose he's not quite, he doesn't quite lisp enough, does he, for Sir Kenneth Jenner?
Sir Kenneth Jenner. If pasty be the food of love,
you get
then salty. Play on.
You've got to make it very Plymouth specific, haven't you?
You really are.
Ivy
yeah.
Bridge, what
Ivy
works?
Bridge.
Something's got to work.
All around
there. Devonport.
Devonport Dockyard.
Dereford. And not, Dereford, does any of this man. Fit with Shakespeare? Not really.
Well, if you have to sit and look at the Shakespeare plays, you know, Othello, zooms.
I can't, yeah, Argyle.
It's good to be the king. That's all I know. I've just given you the quotes, the Shakespeare quotes I know.
What's that?
Of course, many things come from Shakespeare, John. Loads of different stuff.
Plymouth Hoe. No.
Get down on the Plymouth Hoe. And down, a wench, I tell you. Down at Plymouth Hoe.
Three witches. Bloody Plymouth on a Friday night. More than three witches. Bloody,
when shall we three meet again? What? In thunder, lightning, or in rain? Yeah, that's bloody down on Plymouth Hole on a Thursday night.
Oh, bloody street. Half an hour.
Oh, bloody street down there. Do you get all the weather in one day?
Eye of Newt, is it?
Eye of Newt. Yeah, bit of that. Eye of Newt. Probably end up in one of our other doodnies. No one will bloody know.
Get out of a bloody pasty.
Have that. For Kenneth Jenner. He's good.
There you go. Sir Kenneth Jenner. Done.
There he is. What are we talking about? National League football, John.
Do we have to?
The football content of this podcast really goes down. It's
dropped off, isn't it? Quite significantly.
Really drops off when the girls aren't doing that.
It's just
well.
Basically, it's the sort of audio equivalent of putting your fingers in your ears, pretending you can't hear it.
It's leaving the washing up to soak.
Yeah. That's what we've done this year. It's soaking, actually.
We won't do the washing up. We'll just leave it to soak. Be a lot easier.
Yeah.
It's difficult to talk about, John, isn't it? Losing 3-0. You went. How was
that? I went all the way to Dartford.
How was that?
Yeah.
Being beaten by a toll bridge.
Not
beaten
good.
Beaten by a tunnel.
Not good, to be honest. Do you remember we rang the Dartford Crossing once?
We did, didn't we? Yeah.
Didn't they do us a big favour? And was it the League South title race? Did they beat Woking or something?
And we Dowson,
rang,
wasn't it?
We rang the crossing. Yeah.
Dowson. So we knew what was coming.
Oh,
long
yeah.
Long ball shit.
They're horrible. Horrible
did
team.
Did they have any good players, John? Other than Chin?
They had a good. It was quite a good fun name, though, isn't it? Richard Chin.
Dickie Chin.
Yeah. Wow. One of the
Chinny Recon. Did you have? You're probably a bit young for that Chinny Recon.
Tom Beddoes, who's obviously Tony's brother. In the Alan and Jules gang, always good fun. Tom did say, you know, it's one for the Devon. One of he's from Devon because we'd said it last week, didn't we? People
yeah, we
from
did.
Devon
yeah,
often
yes,
have body part
good point.
Names.
Very
Richard
good point.
Chin.
And who did you find? You
it's
found
a very,
someone
very Devon name.
You found someone with a good body part name. Didn't
oh
you?
Yes,
Gary Hipbone or something.
No, he was from Imperial College London. He'd he'd done a study into something or other. Professor Roger Kneebone.
Absolutely.
All right, Roger.
Fair.
Yeah, I'm bloody deadly this one.
He's very well connected. Connected to the knee bone.
So I'm just connecting you to the knee bone. That's for the operator.
That's a nice joke, John, about that song, isn't it? I had never thought. What a lovely way of thinking about that song. Was anyone any good at Dartford?
Callum Donan was sort of all right for a bit.
Callum
in the first half, he had a little spell where he looked quite good.
Yeah.
What's the other loanee from Fleetwood? Theo Williams.
I'm a Knicks fan. I don't know about the National League.
Missed an all-time sitter.
Oh, no, really?
I mean, we were 3-0 down at the point, but De Silva got to the byline, cut the ball back across the face of the goal, keeper nowhere. Just like literally tap it in, mate. Put it over
Howard
the bar.
Howard Dylan De Silva's Coffin's Well eyes. They
Not good.
Oh, he's gone for the bronze, did he?
Yeah, I think already expired.
Bronze
it was a one
level.
Game only offer.
Took the free offer. Just
I think it was like an introductory
it.
Offer.
Yeah.
Yeah,
did Dartford look any good then, or just Longbourn?
They were fine, nothing special. Mm. That big lump Dowson took him from Woking. Remember Diarra?
Oh, yeah.
That massive centre-half.
Moussa Diarra, who when we saw him once, I went to see him once, and it was during the pandemic, and I went, I don't think you could come.
No, I wasn't there.
No, and I went, and he played, but he could only play the first. We were like 4-0 up at half time.
It was Ramadan, wasn't it?
It was Ramadan.
Yes.
And he was visibly just wilting.
Yeah.
Just had like no energy at all.
Yeah. Did they let him go off and eat or something?
I think they just took him off.
Or did they take him off? Yeah.
But I think we hammered them. That was the night the Super League shut down.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, there we are. Diarra. All right, how old is he now? I mean, it's like a sort of tribute act, isn't it, to the Woking team that we took on in the National League South.
They picked up about 5 yellow cards, Dartford. They were horrible.
Woking are struggling now, John. They'll be coming down.
They're coming
and
down.
And then the whole thing, in the same way that Hartlepool are back down and Sutton are coming back down, the whole thing will have been utterly pointless.
Complete waste of time.
We've
all
not
of it.
Moved forward or back or anything.
No.
Just exactly the same as where we were 4 or 5 years ago. Awful. It's awful. It's painful.
Utterly, utterly depressing.
It's utterly painful. You're going tonight. We're recording this Tuesday. You're going to Eastbourne.
As soon as we
John.
Press stop on this recording in about, hopefully, 25 minutes, I'm off.
Yeah.
I'm going to Victoria. I'm going to Eastbourne. I reckon me and my mate Tom are going. I reckon it might be us two and Paul Bastard, and that's it.
They'll be there. People actually, turn up.
I saw Simon Bittlestone tweet earlier that he's on his way, so I think that's four.
Very good. Well, he said something very funny, didn't he? Now, the best Simon Bittlestone story recently is that him having a go at
Theo Bristow's driver.
What he thought was a board member of Talk United turned out to be Theo Bristow's driver. We know he's at the centre, don't
it's
we,
him.
Simon? We know
it's
he's
you.
At the centre of the whole thing.
Simon knows it.
He's worked it out.
Yeah.
Theo Bristow's driver.
No one ever suspects him. That would be, if it was an Agatha Christie, it would be Theo Bristow's driver.
It would be, imagine it. Just so good. Such a good red herring. John, I'll ask you this.
Let's look into it.
Now we've discovered it's him. I mean, I'm just a driver.
Yeah.
I mean, look,
a bit
panicked.
Too much, isn't it? Miming the steering wheel. Yeah, all right. Talk about overcompensating,
all right,
mate. Yeah.
Okay. We all know what driving is. we need to keep our eye on him.
He had a big tub of celebrations with him as well.
Yeah, did he?
But no one knew what was in the tub.
Yes.
Were they celebrations or was he reusing it?
Was it the keys to Plainmoor?
Yeah.
The big box of keys.
Yeah.
Celebrate. Did he have his sewing in the kit? Because a lot of people keep their sewing in a celebrations.
Yeah.
You know, all that sort of
thing. Or Christmas maybe. Decorations usually, isn't it? Yeah.
I think we need to keep an eye on him. I think Simon, by hook or by crook, has come up with something. Foff number what? Foff number what?
Yeah.
If we didn't already have a Nat Obstivity, I would put
Theo Bristow's driver. Well, maybe
driver
we should do some more investigating. I'm not quite
thing.
Sure what we need. Maybe.
Maybe we need Poirot. Maybe we
AFC
maybe
Poirot needs to make a comeback, because let's not forget, he did shoot himself earlier this season. Do you not remember?
Did he? AFC
he Poirot. Tried to investigate why nothing happened at St Albans away, and even he couldn't explain it. And then
did himself
turned the gun on himself. So let's hope he missed or something.
I'm sure we could work that out.
Stranger things have happened.
I'd imagine no one's paid any attention to it other than us.
Well, maybe we should check in with AFC Poirot and get to the bottom of it.
See if he's there tonight, John.
He's been. He goes to every game.
Yes.
What proof do you
Absolutely
want?
Absolutely onto something.
Every game.
Do you know who'd be good at playing?
Oh, I'm just the driver.
Do you know who'd be very good at playing AFC Poirot? Sir Kenneth Janet.
You might be wondering why I've gathered you all here.
Oh, here I am. Where is he from? Belgium, is it? You Belgian bastard.
You must
bastard.
Be wondering why I've got you all here in the drawing room.
That's just a bloody driver. Oh, he's not playing on there.
No.
That's the thing with Sir Kenneth Janet. He'd want to play all the parts. He'd want to play Theo Bristow. He's like Alec Guinness.
One man play.
He'd want to play Theo Bristow. Yeah. I mean, this is so niche. Doesn't matter. I don't care. I don't give a shit.
Theo Bristow, he's the former owner. Lottery winner.
He'd want to play Theo. He'd want to play the driver. He'd want to play George.
Life president.
He'd want to play Aaron. He'd want to play Gary. He'd want to play Simon Bittlestone.
The man who rumbled them.
Yeah.
Simon's very much our...
He's on to him.
David Walsh and these Lance Armstrong.
He's on the
saga.
He is, absolutely. Yeah. He's asking the questions that need to be asked. Ask him again tonight.
Of course he'd deny it, Simon. Of course he denied
it. First time he's been ever asked about it, isn't he? Of course he's had that answer. I'm just the driver,
I'm
mate.
I'm just a driver, mate.
Sir Kenneth Janner. I'm just the bloody driver. That seems to be the same voice you use for all your characters. Oh! Classically trained. Yep. On a celebration. There's only bounties left.
Went to Plymouth Academy of Dramatic Art. To Parder.
No, it's the South Hams Youth Theatre. Shite. maybe he'll turn up when we ever do the live show to Kenneth Janner.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of the live show, Clive Hayward's come up with a title for it.
Yeah.
This is 2024's live show,
Clive,
by the way.
I'm going to suggest get your own live show.
2024, it's coming. Clive suggests, based on a tweet from Guy Henderson.
Oh, yeah.
This is so niche. but Guy tweeted about the TUFC despondency, and Clive thought that would be a good title for the live show, the TUFC despondency. Wow. It's not a talky podcast,
Clive. Get your own live show.
The first 15 minutes of this podcast will pretty much categorically tell you this is not a talky podcast.
We have done in-depth discussion.
And whilst we're also rounding up some fun from our lovely followers on social media.
Yes, lovely.
Alistair Tan. Known as Black Ant?
I don't know.
Not sure about that.
American Tan? That's American Tan tight. Is that sort of brown
tight. Oh, okay. Yeah. Leather. We'll just call him Leather. How about this from Woking?
You said Leather.
Not Leather. That's a bit old school in the soul, isn't it?
What are you calling someone a Leather?
Leather.
You big Les.
Woking scored a great goal against Boreham Wood. They got thrashed by Boreham Wood on the weekend.
Lovely, good.
But listen to the commentary of the Woking goal. Okay. Who do you think they've been emulating?
Jaskalainen is in, and Navy Blue, and it's a shot by Brown. Oh my word!
Oh my word!
Oh my word!
Oh my word!
Oh God! Oh God!
The clock! Shit o'clock. That's what time's o'clock. What time's kickoff? Shit o'clock.
Oh God.
That's what time we kick off at the moment.
Shit o'clock.
Shit o'clock.
It's shit o'clock here at Playmore. You may notice we've been avoiding talking about the football, but should we possibly work out what's coming up and talk about some football?
What else is coming up in the
football?
I want to come up with a band name.
Yeah,
we've done a lot of it. Generator.
Well, look, we'll talk a little bit of National League. You found a fantastic online generator for band names.
Yeah.
So we're going to try and come up with a band name for the National Obsession. I've got a couple of letters.
Yep.
And then I'm going to go to Victoria and get on the train, so that'll do.
So let's do this band generator. My son's in a band and they're trying to come up with a name. And of course they'll do that. And of course, as a terrible, terrible parent, I'm getting far too involved in what the name of the band is. So I've found a band name generator, which is probably the worst name.
An online thing.
The worst way to come up with a name. I put lots of things in about me that I like. And one of the suggestions it came up with was au revoir arse.
But what keywords did you put in for it to come up with au revoir arse?
Which I have to give it to the random name.
It's great.
It's the best band name I've ever heard in my life.
Over here, in this corner over here, au revoir arse.
I might call my next tour show au revoir arse.
It's fantastic. It's very
good. We're going to do it now, John, okay?
Wonderful noise.
Band name generator. Here we go.
Okay,
right.
So what have we got to do?
Two objectives to describe it, e.g. shouty, rock, indie.
Adjectives.
Yeah, adjectives. Yeah, sorry. What did I say? Adjectives.
Objectives.
Oh, no.
We don't have any objectives.
Shouty, rock, indie, I would say.
Well, so is this for a National Obsession band?
Well, yeah, why not? Yes.
I say we jazz.
Jazzy. We're going jazzy
and
ice.
Icy.
The lead member's first name, John. I'm putting you as the lead.
Oh, right, okay,
member,
I'm lead,
John.
Am I? Right.
A place that has a special significance to your band, Torquay.
Well, it's got to be, yeah.
Torquay, there we are. It's going to come up with some. It won't come up with au revoir arse.
Well, but it might. It'd be hard to top, but who knows?
You'll be able to see au revoir arse when we do the live show.
Maybe we've found the name of the National Obsession live show.
Au revoir
arse. is perfect.
A singular noun, e.g. heart, guitar, drum kit.
Gulls?
Gulls.
Oh, not no, it's gull. Not a gull.
Gull. A plural noun.
Oh, okay.
Gulls.
Buggered that up.
A verb ending in ing.
Moaning.
Moaning.
Anyhow.
Moaning. That would be lovely. Oh, no, I've done that. I've done that. It's good fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
Moaning. Oh, God, it's mozzening. Moaning. A day, month, or season. So I'd say, when do the clocks go back, John?
October,
so
isn't it?
Autumn,
so,
isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Autumn.
There we are. An animal. Oh, I've put gull already.
Oh, no. Okay, maybe we have to change that.
Different one. What other animals have we covered? None, really, have we?
None. Okay, we might have to go back and
change
gull.
That.
What was that?
Singular
a singular noun.
Ice. We've done ice.
We've done
already.
Ice.
Oh, God. It's like there's nothing else.
Trowel.
Trowel. Trowel, as in, yeah.
As in, like, a gardening implement.
Yeah, that's very good, yeah.
And then gull, yeah, okay. Yeah,
okay, hold on a minute. Trowel. A plural noun. Roger and Brian. Brian's. Rogers. Rogers.
Rogers.
As a noun.
Okay, not sure.
And no? Rogers.
Well, no, no,
noun.
Let's go
no,
for
yes,
it. But I do wonder what it might come up with.
Well, find out. An animal. Gull. There
gull,
we go.
Yeah.
Gull.
Yeah.
Very, very good. A group of people. Fans.
Fans. Or foffs.
Oh, foffs, yeah, put that in, yeah. Good idea. Very good idea, John. Well done. A colour, yellow.
Quite a lengthy process, isn't
I know,
it?
But
it's going to be worth
look,
it.
You don't just come up with au revoir, arse, out of nowhere, John. You can't come up with that sort of a number greater than one. How many episodes have we done, John?
Oh, this will be 233, I think.
233. A part of the body,
arse.
Arse. That's obviously where I put
that's
in
obviously.
Arse.
I think we've just got to the bottom, quite literally, of where that
go
came from.
Feet.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you ready, John? Write me some band names.
Here we go.
I've seen one already that's
okay.
Spot on. Put some music on it, John, if you can.
I think we want to
John, this is really good. The jazzy can for the foffs. T. Dot R dot O dot W dot E dot L. Trowel.
I watch it. Okay.
Like the,
just space. Okay.
Yeah,
yeah. No.
The Ice Foffs Club.
I like that. That's like an exclusive members only part
it?
Of the National Obsession.
Talky Revival.
Yeah. Fat chance.
Rogers and a trowel.
That's good.
Lord of the Jazzy Girl. My ice romance.
That's quite good.
No trowel.
Like no jacket required.
Talky panic. Very good. This is the best one I think so far. Rogers for the foff.
I like that.
This is good. The ice service.
Ooh.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's genuinely good. Saving John.
I don't need saving.
233 dust.
That's quite nice. Quite nice.
The trowel gull.
Mm.
Wild moaning gull. The moaning Rogers. Oh, that
great.
Is good, isn't it?
Hello, we're the moaning
Hello
Rogers.
Hello there, the trowel sisters.
Like the Andrews sisters.
This is a good one. John and the ice humans.
That's good. I love the trowel sisters.
Twilight of the trowel gods.
That's sort of prog rock, isn't it? Yeah.
This is a good one. Flight of the Rogers. And Moaning in Torquay.
Nice.
That's it.
Oh, there's some great ones.
Some
I love Flight of the
there.
Rogers.
I mean,
what was the club one right at the beginning? There's something
the
or other
club. One was good. The Ice Foffs Club.
The Ice Foffs Club.
That was good. My Ice Romance. Rogers for the Foffs is very, very good.
I think Flight of the Rogers just nicked it at the end there for my favourite. I think it's so ridiculous.
There we are. That's the
great
I mean, look. We won't. We'll,
I mean,
we
save
won't
some
decide
of those.
Them ourselves, but not quite au revoir, arse.
But that, I mean, if nothing else in this podcast, we found the name of the live show. It's been staring us in the face all day, laughing at that. Of course, it's au revoir, arse.
Au revoir, in. Au revoir, arse.
Yes.
Amazing.
Fantastic.
There we are.
Well, there we go. We've achieved something.
There we are. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The National Obsession.
You're listening to The National Obsession. John, let's do a roundup of scores from Saturday and I will predict some scores for tonight.
Okay, yeah, good. Exciting, fine. Yeah, do you want some National League or are you not too bothered?
A bit of National League. John, just whiz through them. Go, I mean, off you go.
A lot of people are saying that we've not been paying it due.
Well, we have
attention.
I wonder why that is.
You've got us bang to rights, everybody. Should we quickly do Saturday in the National League? Fylde 3, Dorking 3.
Mm.
Big scoring.
The trouble is that I do pay attention, but this could mean anything.
It's true. One of Fylde's goals was scored by Luke Charman. Of course, Charman of the board. As we're like, that didn't really land.
Charman.
Yeah, there we go. That's good.
Charman.
Aldershot. Another 98th minute goal.
Good manager. They're
doing it this year, aren't they?
His son's gone out of Strictly, so that's a shame for them.
Oh, has he? Yeah. Oh dear. Altrincham 6, Sully Holmoor's 1.
Wow.
Good
that's
God.
Great for Gene.
Our old mate.
Get in touch, Gene. I know we're not talking about
Gene's
the.
Gene's just vanished.
Get in touch, Gene.
Our old mate Marcus Dackers scored for Altrincham. Oh, do stop it, Dackers.
Do stop it, Dackers. Like lovely, yeah.
And Justin, I'm a loser, baby. We just can't keep doing all these. These are old. Borehamwood 4, Woking 2. So, yeah, Woking having a bit of
a
shocker.
Bit of a mare coming back down to the NLS.
Who's going
to
be their new manager?
You're
is there
all
any,
going on an NLS tour.
Is there any speculation as to their new manager?
Getting Douse back.
No.
I think getting Douse back or, you know, who would they fancy?
Yeah. Don't know.
Thing is, they're in a good place in the country, aren't they? So you could work there and live anywhere, really, couldn't you? So.
Chesterfield 3, Eastleigh 2. So Chesterfield just starting to slightly run away with it there, at the top of the league. Dagenham 1, Rochdale 2.
Yeah,
these will happen. Frankie Vincent's playing for Dagenham these days.
That's nice for him.
He scored one of the goals. Gateshead 1, Southend 1. So Stephen Wien scoring there for Gateshead as well. It's all just a list of ex-goals. Southend, they've got a player called Gus Scott Morris, which does sort of sound like Gil Scott Heron. It's the same cadence.
Jeremy Gus Scott Morris.
This, of course, the revolution will be televised on TNT Sports on Saturday.
Yeah. If you've got the app. Watch it on your phone, tiny.
Doesn't quite trip off the tongue as well. Hartlepool 1, Bromley 4. Hartlepool not having a good season at all.
Good.
Ben Crowhouse scored for Bromley Crowhouse in the middle of our street. Done that before.
Crowded house. Crowded house. Yeah, everywhere. Yeah. He always takes the weather with him.
Yeah. Maidenhead 1. Maidenhead 1, York 1.
Maidenhead equation. Remember that? That was
the
good
equation,
fun, wasn't
that
it?
Was fun.
Can't do that
Alan
until
Devonshire.
We're in the, can't do that all that until we're in the, back in the same league.
Ashley Nathaniel George scored for Maidenhead.
Oh, I bet he bloody did.
Yeah. Ashley, Nathaniel,
George. Yeah.
Oldham 1, Ebbsfleet 4. It was 1-1 for the 80th minute, and then Car Park
Remember
C
went
mad.
Remember all the fun when we were in the National League,
I saw
John.
Signs for Ebbsfleet on Saturdays. I was getting near Dartford. I thought, wasn't that fun? Maybe
Car
fun
Park
times,
C,
weren't
great
they?
Fun.
Oxford City 2, Kidderminster 2, Wealdstone 3, Barnet 2.
Lovely. John, I tell you what, people can look up the scores from Saturday themselves. Why don't you read some fixtures for me tonight? And
there's only two.
I'll predict some scores. Here we go.
Eastbourne Borough, Torquay.
I think we're going to win 4-1.
I think we win tonight. I 4-1. Think we win 3-1.
Okay.
Based on very little. Maidstone, Havant and Waterlooville is the other game.
Maidstone will win that. I think they'll win that 3-0.
Haven't. We're garbage.
Yeah, garbage on the end. Absolutely garbage. And 4-0. Maidstone's plastic pitch 3-0 to them. So there we are. Don't say we don't ever give you any football.
Natalie, have that.
This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
You're listening to the National Obsession, and it's time for Letters from a Listener.
When you go, will you send back a letter from a listener?
Have we any letters, John?
Yes. Love. Let's start with Adam Miller, Windy Miller. He says, hi, Charlie and
on
John.
The ice.
Enjoying the pod as ever. My current highlight is John's continued lack of enthusiasm towards all things Torquay. It even feels as if Charlie's beginning to become somewhat jaded by it all.
No, I'm enthusiastic. I just can't go to the games at the moment, so it's a bit disappointing. John's going to the games.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know it from his voice.
Possibly why I'm...
He's going to the games. I'm going to watch it on the thingy player
the stream.
Tonight, I think.
I'll give you a wave.
That's nice.
He says, don't give up the fight. It's football fans of all things lower league that make football in the UK what it is. If it makes you feel better, at least you've won away from home this season. Tranmere haven't won away since February.
Wow.
Take care, Windy Miller. P.S. Any chance of a Fof number?
He's allowed. He's allowed. We had an amnesty, didn't we?
That was a while.
We had an amnesty, John.
Okay.
Windy has got a nickname, which means he's written in a lot.
Okay. But let that be a warning. The amnesty is over.
Wow, John is so tough. So tough about the Fof numbers.
Couldn't. But.
What number, John?
Think upon it. Is it 80 something? Work that out. 80 something.
80 something.
Now, this is nice. Steve Burton gets
gone
in touch.
For
he come. He says, hi, John Charlie. Greetings once again in this, my third cough email for the National Obsession podcast.
A few liberties going on here, John.
But. Steve is excused because he says, just a note to say thanks for the chat at the Dartford game today following my venture over the crossing into Kent from Essex. Steve came over at halftime and said hello. Steve is a Southend fan and a Chelsea fan.
Nice.
Both his teams, he writes into the podcast quite a bit, both his teams were away from home. So
went to see the
he
goals.
Thought the next best thing, I'm going to pop over and see the goals. He came over on his Lambretta.
Very, very nice. Did he?
Yeah, he said he got on the Lambretta, popped over the bridge.
Did you pay for the bridge on a Lambretta?
It must have done.
Don't know, maybe not. Wonder if they
don't know.
Charge.
Wonder why if would that be exempt?
Must be a 125 as well. I don't think you'd be allowed on it on a 50.
Maybe not.
Or a 90. Let us know more about the Lambretta.
Anyway, yeah, sorry. I'm so sorry you had to endure such a poor performance, but it was a privilege to meet you. What can I say, Steve?
It's nice, isn't it?
Wish you all the best and hope that the goal's fortunes improve sooner rather than later on the ice, Steve.
On
yeah, it was
ice.
Really lovely to meet Steve.
Maybe he was the problem, though. Maybe he
came and watched the second half with us. Just really, what a lovely bloke.
That's very nice, isn't
nice
it?
Nice to meet Steve.
Very
not
nice.
Always nice to meet the Foffs.
Yeah, it's always. Always is.
And I think he gets a Fof number.
Jugun. 80-something.
Three letters, 80-something.
80-something.
We'll work that out. Maybe announce those next week. And finally, Reg Davis. He's got Reg Davis eyes.
He's got Reggie Davis eyes.
Gets in touch on a few things. He says, number one, I want to sponsor John, but do not use Twitter. This is for the marathon. So another way to do this, I would have to find someone who does use it and go through them.
Good idea. Justgiving.com.
Search JustGiving and my name and it should come up.
Very nice.
That's all you have to do.
So yeah, is that it?
Google it.
Basically, Google it, mate.
It's quite hard to...
John Cadogan on Just Giving.
Yeah. Just Giving links go on
forever. What
are you
in the hole for, John, at the moment? About a grand?
Oh, yeah. No. We're ticked well over halfway now. We're on 54%.
Wow.
So I'm only £1,140 in the hole.
Well done, everyone.
Almost less
Thank
than
you
a grand.
Much.
Thank you so much.
And when we do the live show and it's £20 to come and see it, and there's 81 Fofs at least, John, you're going to be in profit.
Yes. Oh, it's lovely. Yeah, thank you so much.
I doubt a few of the Fofs will turn up. A few of the early ones who you were very rude to.
We chased a few off over the years, didn't we?
No,
a few have fallen by the wayside.
That's just part of
it. That's showbiz.
Yeah, go and support John.
Yeah, if you could, Just Giving. It's on my Twitter, but yeah, Just Giving. Should we do a few Fofs for people who've donated?
Yes, that'd be nice.
Andy Mahn, thank you very much.
Kudunj.
Kirsty Jarvis, Kudunj.
Jugugugugung.
Thank you very much. And
80 something.
I think everybody else has got.
When's the draw,
there?
John, for the shirt?
Oh, on Friday.
Ooh, special guest.
Yeah.
Special guest.
I think
guest.
It might be you. Hiya.
Hey there.
I've just booked in till 5 o'clock.
No so. Worries.
Thanks.
When did you book, by the way?
It's on a spreadsheet.
Cool. Lovely stuff. Good to know.
Thanks. Prick.
Jigunk.
I was in the middle of saying something there.
Yeah. I don't know what you were saying. Can't remember that
something
man.
About the marathon.
Us. Something about the marathon. If you want to come see me in Tiverton, this Friday night, I think I'm in Tiverton. Swindon on Saturday. London next Wednesday. And then I will stop boring you with tour information.
Yes.
Until 25. That 2025 is my next
back
tour.
Out.
Back out.
Oh, do you want the rest of Rich's email?
Oh, yes, that'd be nice.
Sorry, yeah, that was probably what it was. And he said, I've noticed there hasn't been an update from you on the National League. Well, we've just done one, Reg.
Just done one.
Which is just as well, as Barnet seems to have driven off a cliff recently and allowed Chesterfield to run away with the league. But I wanted to mention an incident that happened earlier in our season. We pride ourselves at the Hive on having good facilities. Decent toilets with hot running water, soap, hand dryers at work, etc. But just before our home game with Ebbsfleet that took place during the really hot snap at the end of August, 90-plus degree temperatures, I walked into the very busy home toilets to witness an old bloke appropriately dressed in shorts. He must have been suffering some sweaty discomfort downstairs and had decided it would be perfectly okay in sight of all present to take out his meat and two veg and dry the entire area under the fully functioning blowers.
Wow.
Not Henry Blowfart.
On the ice.
My dear old thing.
My dear old thing.
Just as amazing was
my meat and two veg, my dear old thing.
You do seem to have your cock out, Jonas. He says, just as amazing was the fact that some of our fans had assembled in a neat, orderly queue behind him whilst he finished. Not one person was saying anything, so I took it upon myself to shout to him, "Here, mate, that's a hand dryer, not a bollock dryer."
All right.
He simply looked up, shrugged, stuffed his tackle back into his shorts and walked off, only at Barnet.
Wow.
Nice. What a nice guy.
Barnet at the Hive.
And that man was Martin Allen.
And that man was the king.
Yeah.
Martin Allen. Would you take Martin Allen at Woking, John?
Not
that'd be a good
me,
fit.
Yeah.
That'd be a good fit, wouldn't
I
it?
I think Martin's dumb.
You think he's dumb?
Mad Dog's out of the game.
Doesn't
I think.
Seem to have got a game recently, does he? There we are. But he would keep woking up.
Probably.
I think he'd be a good fit for them there. That all the letters, John.
That's it.
A lovely bunch of letters.
Yeah.
How do people get in touch?
Nationalobsession@gmail.com.
Or you can find us on Twitter.
It's at
and Instagram.
Yeah.
TikTok, I've been told to get onto. We're on that, are we, John?
Here we are.
Yeah, we're on
that as well. Yeah, that's
all
on
that. All the stuff with the kids.
Oh, I nearly remembered what I was going to say to you. It's gone.
Something came up. That
something. I was midway through and then that posh bloke
Hello, I'm entitled. Hello, I'm entitled.
Oh, oof. Ooh.
It's because we did loads of Shakespeare.
Yeah, that's where you heard it.
Just, it's like a magnet. It's like a magnet to them.
Magnet for the poshers.
It is. They love it. They love it. They love sitting pretending they understand
soliloquy
it.
This.
Bloody soliloquy, that.
Give him the two fingers.
A soliloquy. lovely. What a lovely episode, John. We've come up with a band name.
How's this for a 12th night? Sorry.
12th bloody night? This is the 12th bloody night I've been on the fucking piss. 12th night in a row I've been down Union Street and all the bloody pubs.
Sir Kenneth Janner.
Sir Kenneth Janner. 12th night, is it? 12th night in a row, I've shot myself.
12th bloody pint, more like.
Had too much cider, so I shit myself. 12th night in a row.
I can't think of any more bloody Shakespeare plays.
Oh, it's hundreds, isn't there? The Merchant of Venice.
Ah, Merchant of Bloody Venice, is it?
Is it trying to sell water?
The Merchant of Bloody Totnes.
To the Merchant. Wow, you got to go to Eastbourne.
I've got to go, come on.
There we are, that's it, lovely, on the ice to you.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.